Senator Lisa Murkowski is one of three undecided Republicans who could sink Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination. Some of her constituents boarded last-minute flights to make their case to her in person. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin caught up with one group who made the long trip to urge Murkowski to vote no.
Sarah Cleafy of Anchorage says she and every sexual assault survivor she knows has churned with emotion since Christine Blasey Ford accused Kavanaugh of attempted rape and he angrily denied it.
We had this, you know, unspoken understanding of like, this week has been terrible. So when the opportunity came up to do something about it and come talk to Senator Murkowski, I didn't hesitate.
Cleafy heard that the American Civil Liberties Union would pay to fly more than 100 Alaska women to D.C. Barely a day after getting the okay, Cleafy boarded a red eye and was in Washington by morning.
Oh my God, it's so hot.
Wow, people like...
They're wearing suits.
Yeah, they're not wearing yoga pants only. What's happening?
Now she's sharing a hotel room with acquaintances. Anchorage attorney Nora Barlow and Lori Pickett and Krista Scully, both program administrators at separate Alaska nonprofits. The four women made their way to an outdoor cafe. Even a stranger at their communal table wished them well.
So you guys just overnight purchased your tickets, jumped on the plane.
Yes.
Well, that's commitment.
Yes,
that's
left our families.
I'm impressed.
A massive protest in the Hart Senate office building raged as some of the ACLU-sponsored Alaskans met with Murkowski in the afternoon.
How was it? It looks like it was emotional.
It was a very intense meeting.
Moira Smith is an Anchorage attorney and survivor of sexual harassment and assault. She says in her large group appointment with Murkowski, they told the senator elevating Kavanaugh would send a terrible message.
It would confirm that men's behavior like this, which has damaged so many people, can go unnoticed and unblemished, and that people can get away without a real mark. And it also would cast a terrible cloud over the U.S. Supreme Court as an institution.
A recent poll suggests a greater number of Alaskans want Murkowski to confirm. But the pro-Kavanaugh side is quieter and far less visible at the senator's office in Washington. For Alaska Public Media, I'm Liz Ruskin.